Oh dear.
I am just so over the moon excited to be with you all doing this session. It's really a dream come true and not something I ever thought I would have the opportunity to do. So I just thought maybe we could spend this.
We were doing so good.
So,
let's just throw everybody as a buffer.
So, the session guide is supposed to be for us to get to know each other. We kind of already all know each other, so this is for, you know, the first part is getting to know Angie. I think we all know each other. So, basically, she's going to talk about how she was lost and never really fit in with the Bible study group. And, in fact, she was very intellectual in arguing against the existence of God. So this is kind of her
testimony.
Well, yeah, her testimony. When it all clicked, she, like Beth Moore, did a study that, you know, kind of opened her eyes. So
she got passionate about like wanting to know the history and all that.
Right, that's right. So the idea is to tie all the
events.
Yeah, the events in the separate books and maybe think of the Bible as a library rather than a book and how they kind of all fit together like a puzzle. Yeah. That's kind of her
leading up to Jesus
goal here, yeah.
Let's see how far we can get with the video now, guys.
Capital F.
Here we go.
They would feel like you knew who was going to be your fearless leader over the next few weeks. So a little background on me. I was not raised in a Christian home and didn't come to know the Lord until I was an adult. Me a really unique perspective on scripture and what it means to be walking with the Lord, but there was also just sort of an awkward dance that I had when I became a Christian. So kind of here's sort of how it started. I was in graduate school at the time, and I had some friends who invited me to come to a Bible study. I didn't really even know what that was. I didn't know that there were books in the Bible or how people studied them. So the leader of the group said, just go on down the driveway and buy yourself this, you know, manual that goes with it, this workbook, and then just show up every week and we'll do our Bible study. And I thought, well, that sounds simple enough. So one day after my classes, I drove into the parking lot at Lifeway, and I sat in the parking lot listening to the Beastie Boys, and I looked in the windows, and I saw all of these posters of people who looked well put together. And I kind of imagined what that world would look like. And I'll just be honest in saying I didn't feel like I fit into it at all. And so the truth of the matter is I never got out of my car that day. And in fact, I remember looking in and saying I will never go in a store like that. I just felt like it wasn't somewhere where I would ever be welcomed. And just was dealing with a lot of from my past that made me feel like that wasn't something that I was going to be fitting in. And so I do want to acknowledge the irony of the fact that I'm sitting here now taping my first Bible study with Lifeway, and so no, the irony is not lost on me. It's amazing the way the Lord works through things. I did go to the Bible study despite the fact that I never walked in and got the workbook. And luckily when I got there, one of the sweet girls had an extra copy and she handed it to me. Pretty ambitious for a first Bible study to do. You may know it. It's called Breaking Free by Beth Moore. And at that time, I wasn't a believer. And so I show up, I get this workbook. I'm sort of watching everyone as they're doing this. And here's how it looked to me as a brand new believer. Beth on the video would say, turn to Isaiah chapter 53 or whatever it was. And to me, what it looked like was in unison, 15 girls had these Bibles and all kind of went, and turn to exactly where she was calling. And so again, I'm like, this is going to be a mess. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I am determined. So now I have my workbook. I went home, had the only Bible that I had owned at that point, which was Precious Moments Bible. And I spent about an hour and a half that week finding all of the verses that I knew that she was going to be referring to in the next session and putting these little post-it notes on those pages so that when I got there, I would just be able to flip to exactly where she was and I would feel like I was kind of in sync with what they were doing. I loved watching Beth teach because I could see see in her this just intense affection for God. And I loved the way she loved the Lord. I will just forever be indebted to her for the ministry that she's given me and not just me, but so many other women. And I just couldn't imagine starting this study any other way than to thank her for that ministry. And you know, I really hope that I get to tell her that in person, and hopefully I will get to as soon as she decides to lift the restraining order. A.W. Tozer has this amazing quote. He says, "The best book is not one that informs merely, but one that stirs up the reader to inform himself." Miss Beth was really that kind of book for me. She made me want to know him. She made me want to know this God that lit up her eyes. And so I kept reading. I kept studying. I started falling in love with this God who I knew was pursuing me. And all the while, I felt his presence in that. In the months that followed, I met Todd, who would eventually become my husband. I have the fondest memories of coming home from graduate school and sitting on the balcony of our apartment and reading my Bible. Okay, let me clarify. I wasn't reading a Bible the way you might be picturing it. I was kind of overwhelmed by that, and so what I did was I went to the Christian bookstore and I bought myself several illustrated children's Bibles, like the kind that are intended for young children. But what that did was it allowed me to sit down and kind of start to see these stories in a more basic way, and I started piecing them together, because what had happened was I was overwhelmed by the scope of the entire Bible. These were just tissue pages filled with names and dates and instances, and it muddled together in my brain. So when I would read my grown-up Bible, I would maybe find a character that was really interesting to me, or there would be a story that stood out. But for the most part, all those things just sort of floated, and they didn't land in a way that made sense. And it made me feel stupid. I didn't understand it, but I really wanted to. And so when I sat out there and I saw these stories, I started to piece together, and all of a sudden I was going, oh, Samson, that's who that was. Okay, here's where that fell in the Bible. Or here's the story of this, and now all of a sudden I could draw this line between very simple events, and it was so empowering. And so while I look back and I imagine myself sitting out there with a cup of coffee, reading and turning the pages and thinking my neighbors were probably laughing their heads off at me and maybe wondering if I was some kind of weirdo, what I also think about is that God, he probably just loved that moment for me. Because that was the time that I set aside my pride and I simply said this. I want to know this story because I want to truly know you. And I don't know what might have kept you from doing that in your own life. Maybe it was a pride in you. Maybe you felt this sense of inadequacy. Maybe you've even wondered if this matters at all. Or maybe you actually do know the entire Bible in detail, in which case I just want to urge you to take in the adorable background behind me and to focus on the ambience and the beautiful leaves outside, because that's about all I have to offer you. Truly, though, the heart of the study and my greatest prayer for you as we go through it together is that you, like me, are going to have kind of this balcony moment where you start to see this beautiful arc that pieces together the Old Testament and the New Testament and all of these events, and that you start to see the bigger story more clearly so that you can see him more clearly. As we kick this off, though, I kind of it's obviously an ambitious topic. I'm covering the entire Bible in 6 weeks. That's a lot. So let's just get a couple things out in the open. I'm not going to cover everything. There are going to be things that I miss. As it turns out, there's a ton of material in the Bible, and there's no way for me to absolutely hit every single one of those points. And so there are going to be lots of times where we zoom in on a particular character or a certain event or a certain time period. But our goal really is to gain a better understanding of the general story. And what I want for you is to walk away with a good understanding of who the people and the places and the promises of God look like, what those are. I also want you to feel welcome here, no matter where you are in your knowledge of the Bible. Listen, if you are brand new to this and you are like me walking into that study and you don't know the first thing about where things fall in the Bible, you are welcome here. There's a lot of information that's going to be thrown at you in a couple of sessions. I just want to spend a second saying don't get discouraged by that. If there are weeks that you just kind of feel like you're underwater, just keep in mind what I'm saying and press through it. Along with that, you might not get to all of your homework. Here's how it's going to work. You're going to have a workbook. You're going to have assignments to do each week. And then you're going to come back and we're going to do this. But if it's a lot for you to keep up with and maybe you miss a couple sessions, just please come and watch. Still be a part of it. Don't beat yourself up over it. Do what you can. So that's the general goal, is to be able to go through the workbook and then come and discuss it. But I want you to be comfortable, and I want you to do it at a pace that feels good for you. And what that might mean is that you have to go back through and kind of do this study again. And maybe the second round it'll start to feel like you've got a little bit more ownership of this. So just do it at a pace that feels comfortable. In the areas that I feel like I'm zooming in a little bit, I also want to say that sometimes it's going to feel like I'm belaboring points. Sometimes it's going to feel like I'm being repetitive. The reason that I do that is that I really want to lay a great foundation for you to understand how one thing moves into another, and hopefully to help you identify some patterns that you're going to start to see. Because when you move outside of the study and you're digging in for yourselves later, you're going to start to pick up things, and you're going to be able to see those patterns. And so a lot of times I'm going to repeat them. I'm going to go through them so that you start to have trigger words, and you know that when you go through this later, you'll start to see those patterns repeat. The other thing I want to mention, and I feel like it's important for me to do this, is that obviously people who are doing this study are coming from different denominations, different backgrounds, different ways of interpreting scripture, and there are so many things that intelligent, well-educated Christians are going to go through and say, well, we have this different view of this, or we see this a little bit differently, and there is full room and full freedom for that. I just sort of want to make the point that that is going to be a little bit outside the scope of what we're doing here. We just have so much to cover in such a little amount of time, and so once we kind of go through this general idea, you know, please feel free to go in and dig in and say, what do I think my view of the rapture is, or what all these other things are? That's just not something we're going to be able to do in great detail here. I take a pretty conservative, traditional approach to scripture, and so my goal here is simply to teach it to you from a standpoint that I think does this in a balanced and fair way, and really encourage you to kind of dig in deeper where you want to. And know that I'm not trying to blow past it. I just couldn't possibly fit it all into this. So that's kind of the conclusion of this little meet and greet session. I'm glad to know you. I wish I could be there with you in person. What I want you to hear me say is I am so incredibly honored to be on this journey with you. And my sincere prayer is that you will hear from the one whose words bring us life. And every week that you get together, you gather together, you'll see more and more. In the meantime, I also want you to know that I'm praying for you specifically. I'm cheering you on. Even though I'm not sitting with you in person, I'm sitting with you in spirit. And I'm begging him to bless you as we go. So in the meantime, dig into that homework, do your work, pray like a mad woman, and we'll see you next week.
It's cool because I have some of the pictures from Israel on my phone. Like, if we study certain places.
Cool. Yes, that'd be great.
That'd be cool.
Giving you Rachel just a break for a second.
She's used to this.
I promise we'll try to have a closed captioning going next time. So, kind of the way before we get into the discussion, at the bottom of y'all's, so you do have homework. With this, so obviously I'm not grading it or anything, but at the bottom of the first,
Oh yeah.
So, I have this page.
These little icons.
But yeah, the little icons are going to represent kind of the broad overview of the week. So we'll print this off. Tasha didn't know to do this. So those icons coincide with the back of the Bible, which is the kind of the course map for the main events throughout the scripture. So that's kind of where she's going with this study. So we'll have that printed off next week just for your reference. So anyway, there are a few discussion questions that go along with this. So, how did her experience of feeling, you probably don't have this, how did her experience of feeling lost or stupid resonate with any of you guys? Because I know I've been here.
Well, especially you're just learning on that one.
Yeah, you don't have any, if you're trying to just sit down and study the Bible cover to cover by yourself. Yeah, and you have questions you don't know really where to get the answer to, and stuff.
Yeah, so. It's a lot to take in and understand why. Because I ask my dad all the time, like, why questions? Because I just want to make sense in my mind, and it's hard.
If you haven't been to seminary,
you don't know all the historical stuff. Like, he gets it because he's learned, like, he just had in-depth studies about scripture.
And that's what I hope this study does for kind of, that's kind of one of my hopes out of this. I don't think it's going to get that deep, but a lot of Jesus's sermons, and when he's speaking, he's referring to the Old Testament, and I miss some of those references because I'm not as
there's so much
in I haven't studied the Old Testament as much, and there's so much it's hard to get. So and you know, Callie Jean comes home, I mean, she comes home from her classes, and I learned plenty from her that I'm like, I don't know if I knew that. So, you know, we're all, I don't think we can ever stop learning, really. So I think we kind of covered the second question, is what have been your own challenges in studying the Bible? I think we've touched on that by answering that first part. So,
She's nodding.
Okay,
she's nodding.
Yeah.
She's encouraging. Yeah, it's a challenge.
So I kind of went ahead and shared my part. What do you hope to gain as you study and participate in this group in the coming weeks? I kind of talked about what I hope it is. It's a little bit of tying the Old Testament to the New Testament. I don't know if it's going to do that, but
yeah, it helps you understand why things kind of happen the way they do. Okay. Why God had a plan and an order for everything, for how it worked out. So it's cool. I'm glad we're doing this again because I just probably forgot half of it, but it's a lot to me.
Any anything else you guys hope to achieve? She said pray like a mad woman, so there's something there for me and Jay. I'm just sitting in a woman's Bible study. It's all good if it is.
Yeah.
How, as a group, can you help one another avoid discouragement and feeling overwhelmed and stay accountable to stick it out for the whole study? I think our class, we're pretty open, and I don't think we've really ever met anyone.
We'll Google and figure it out.
Yeah, that's right. So, you were to the rescue today with YouTube letting me figure that, so thank you. And what are some steps you'll take this week to devote yourself to the work of this study?
I need to set aside
quiet time.
And figure out what time works best. Like, I like to do it nighttime. That's when my mind is best, I think. In the morning, I'm just not ready for the day.
Okay. See, I'm better in the morning.
It depends on what season it is. If it's
summer.
I have more time in the morning.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So that's how I am. I have to, like, I'm up early, but I find stuff to. The garden and the chickens and the rabbits, and like I get distracted. If I'm gonna get up, I need to.
Like she said, just pray for the joy and the desire to the one another. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something we don't sometimes pray for. It's like a supernatural understanding. That's what she said, a supernatural understanding.
Because if you look at it in our own strength and own ability, it's gonna be a big mountain. But if you look at it from God's view, it's His heart. It's what He is praying with. So it's like to look at it that way.
I saw something like that. I don't know what this was. Where was this? It was not a, where did I see this? Anyway, you look at the Bible, a lot of people look at the Bible as a guideline or a rule book, and that's really, it is, but that's not what it is. It's God's heart.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants us to see is his heart and what he has for us, not just the rules we have to live, because you can't work your way to heaven. So.
Well, I mean, it's like if your heart's in line with God, I think it should desire to follow them.
I agree with
that. If you love me, you obey my commands, and they're there for a reason, and we have to trust in Father.
That's right. I agree with that.
But that's good.
What else? Anything else y'all want to get out of this, or hope to? I think it's going to take a week of us getting into it, me and Tasha included, doing a few days worth of the studies and kind of getting in our stride or in our groove to determine how this is going to go. So
we'll just do day 1 through 5 on our own and come back on Sunday.
Correct. So we'll do 5 days at your own pace. If you want to do them all on one day, I don't think it's probably a good idea to do it, but if you need to catch up on Saturday, that's understandable. I'll probably have to do some catch-up days too. But anyway, and then we'll...
She doesn't understand something.
We'll discuss everything next week.
Tell her to put a big question mark beside it.
She can text me if she wants to.
Yeah, she texts us. And then...
She has my number.
So I probably won't.
And then also the... And also the video next week will tie in the previous week. So Angie will give her.
Her
time. She'll break it
down. Summary. That's what I'm looking for. So. Yeah, but she text or email, whichever any of us.
Yeah, I like the little icons
that
helps me keep on
track. Yeah, I like that too. So the first few will probably be. Fairly basic, you know. I find myself like very prepared with these stories because when I'm talking about the Bible, I always start Genesis and make it about the Leviticus, and so I've read the first 3 chapters like 18 times. So, for the rest of it,
I think she's skipping all that.
Praise God. Oh Lord. She says the page y'all don't have. She says. Where does it go? Hold on.
There's one page. There's one on page 23. Enoch fathered Methuselah, who fathered Lamech, who fathered Noah, who fathered Shem, Ham, and Japheth.